We're gonna start because it's 7:05. We were waiting for the Commissioner Yvette Houston to come, but she will come. So, good evening and welcome to the Peach Steel House and Authority Board Meeting. Can we have a roll call?
Chairman Simpkins?
Present.
Vice Chair Houston? Commissioner Simmons?
Present.
Commissioner Scott?
Present.
Commissioner DeFreitas? Commissioner Benson?
Present.
Thank you. We are now into the new business first resolution. Peach Steel House and Authority Resolution declaring elections of 10 commissioners to the board. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of Peach Steel House and Authority has been notified of the election results, and whereas the Board of Commissioners find that Yvette Houston and Dawn Benson has been duly elected to serve in this capacity. Now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Peach Steel House and Authority approve the elections. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Then properly moved in second. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Welcome to Dawn Benson. She's the newest city commissioner, and everyone knows Yvette Houston. Now we're gonna go on to the next resolution for February monthly bills. Peach Steel House and Authority Resolution approving the payment of monthly bills as listed February 2024. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of Peach Steel House and Authority administer their responsibility of monitoring the PHA's expenditures, and whereas the bills for the period of February 2024 listed in the bill list attached, and whereas the Board of Commissioners have received the bill list, and whereas the Board of Commissioners' questions and or concerns regarding certain bills and the list has been resolved. Now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Peach Steel House and Authority approve payment of the bills as listed in the bill list for February 2024. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Now we have the approval of the minutes.
This is the way that the process is. I don't suspect it's gonna change, but, so what happens in a situation where we don't approve the bills for last month that were already paid? Because the bills from last month, it's not an invoice where they're waiting to be paid, correct?
Correct.
Like, this is stuff that's already been paid.
Correct.
So, in a situation where we don't agree on the bills for last month, like what happens then?
Like the discussion should have been had once you get your packet. If you had any questions on the bills, then we should have had those questions 10 days prior to receiving, prior to coming.
No, the
to
bills
the
are paid though.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So in a situation where if the bills are paid, which they always are when we're voting on this, but we just say, we don't want to, it could have been 10 days before this, but the bills are already paid. Like, what happens in that situation?
Go ahead.
The purpose of this, these are what are called generally routine expenses. So they're things that are delegated to the executive director to pay. Could be a power bill, could be an order, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
By getting the things, you are looking over what she's paid routinely. Mm-hmm. You do not have a system where every single bill has to be approved by the board, because you don't have to approve every bill for ordering cleaning supplies or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you do review it. If you have an issue or a question, it should be raised either prior or it could be raised at a meeting in which you ask the executive to explain what that is. So it's for information purposes. You're not saying you're gonna take the payment back from somebody. However, if you believe there's something incorrect or you don't know what it is, that's a sign to the board to inquire and find out from the executive director what was that payment or what was the purpose of that. So it's for information purposes. It's not to approve the payment.
Yeah.
Correct, because
okay,
the payment.
Because it says approved payment. That's
well, it's to approve the payments that were made in a sense. You're approving the list and saying you don't have any questions about it.
Gotcha.
If you do, you raise them. But it's not to approve every single payment. The board doesn't do that. You delegate to the executive director. For major expenses, if you're building a building or something like that, then that has to be approved by the board for it's expended. But for routine expenses, you review them. So perhaps review is a better word, but that's what you're doing. You're reviewing them,
mm-hmm,
because these are things that are regularly paid by the executive
gotcha
director.
Okay.
all clear?
Yep.
Okay. Moving along to the resolution for the minutes. Peekskill Housing Authority resolution approving February 15th, 2024 board meeting minutes regular session. Whereas the Board of Commissioners have reviewed the minutes of February 15th, 2024 board meeting, and whereas the Board of Commissioners find the minutes to accurately reflect the comments and statements made by the public and the commissioners, now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Peekskill Housing Authority approved the minutes of February 15th, 2024 board meeting. Can I get a motion?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
I just make the suggestion.
Yes, sir.
After your first and second, you can ask, is there any discussion
okay,
or any
good.
Questions?
That's
same for
do.
The bills, because that would be a second opportunity for anyone to raise any issue.
Right. Okay.
If there is, you have it, because it's now on the floor. After that, you hold the vote. So this way, those kind of questions can be brought up.
Questions?
I just have a question.
Yes.
So just reviewing the minutes, I don't remember where exactly in it, but you were talking about the budget for 2025. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you were saying that at this meeting you were going to vote on that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So but we're not doing that, right?
We are.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
We missed the last meeting.
I don't see it on the agenda here. Plus, I missed it. Because I don't see it on the agenda here. Nor do I see
right.
a resolution for it either.
Next month.
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm good on that.
So
now
you
have
the vote.
All right.
The motion was made
okay.
in the second, so now it would be a vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Okay, so moving right along. There's no correspondence at this time. We're moving along to the executive director's report.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
The total revenue for February from HUD is $0. Other revenue received, $3,975. Tenant charges for February total was $160,403. Total collected, $165,651. Unpaid tenant rent balance for the month was negative $5,248. And all outstanding tenant charges was $1,030,837. The bills that were paid in February, there was a 3 pay period month, so payroll is a little higher than normal. We also paid multiple bills for Robeson Fuel. The property and liability was paid, which is a quarterly payment. And the maintenance supplies look under budget because most of them were in the credit card expense. Medicare Part B reimbursement for retirees, there were 2 payments that were made in February. Total expenses was $381,462. We also paid Ross, the Ross coordinator, 3 pay periods, and no capital fund projects were paid out in February. Court proceedings, February 2024, 11 residents were in court and 11 were adjourned. Work orders for February, there were 85 calls and 83 work orders were completed with 2 outstanding at the end of February. Tenant payment agreements continue. If anyone needs a tenant payment agreement, please let us know. Right now, the total agreements for Bowman is $544,000. No. I'm sorry, the outstanding balance is $394,370. Unit turnovers, there are 10 vacants. One has been leased as of this day, and 4 to be leased April 1st. Vacancies, there's 94% occupancy as of February 29th. 264 units are occupied. extermination summary, the bed bug treatments in February, there were two treatments done at a cost of $760. Tenant accounts receivable, 61 residents made no payment in February, and 145 residents owe $1,030,837, compared to last month's $1,036,805. Pisco Police Department incident reports. January 31st through February 5th, Bowman Towers received 37 visits from the police department. 36 of those were follow-up, and one was an other. And Dunbar Heights received 34 visits. 32 were patrol follow-up, and two other. Others listed below. PHA activity February 20th through the 26th. Bowman Towers had 33 visits. 30 were patrol follow-up, three other, and Dunbar Heights had 40 visits, 38 were patrol follow-up, and two other listed below. ERAP update, as of February 29th, PHA has received payment for 27 households, totaling $173,872.85. The other households currently have a total balance of $109,638.74. The proposed budget 2025, I will go into more detail next month, being that we're going to have a board resolution for the 2025 budget. Update on procurement policy. The procurement policy has been updated to include language on Buy America, Build America, and Section 3 PIH notice updates. The updated language is found on page 1, paragraph 1 of the procurement policy. The policy is currently out for public comment for 30 days and contained in your board packets. The update will require a public meeting before the regularly scheduled annual April meeting, and a board resolution will be requested to adopt the changes at that time. Community Development Block Grant, Dunbar Heights Bathrooms, Phase 1 and 2. Phase 1, 27 out of 32 bathrooms have been completed in Phase 1. That was started the week of February 15th. MCT had hired a customer service representative, Francisco, with a cleaning service. Before any new units are started, Francisco and myself are requesting meetings with those residents to make sure residents are fully aware of the process and to see if anyone needs any accommodations while the unit's being worked on. Please note that MCT has not charged PHA for these additional services. Pending grants, Dunbar Heights Kitchens signed contract was submitted to HUD and PHA is waiting response. That's state funding, $310,000. Emergency Safety and Security Grant, $83,104 for the purchase of new security fencing at PHA-wide developments to improve the health and safety of residents. The PHA five-year plan revision was submitted to HUD, and PHA is waiting for that to be approved. Landlord-Tenant Assistance Program, Public Housing Authority, LTAP PHA for short. The program objective is to assist housing authorities to renovate available housing stock for Tennessee, address health and safety needs, and make improvements that will extend the useful life of properties for low and moderate income households. Eligible activities include dwelling unit, health and safety, building systems, building exterior, and common areas. Public housing authorities located within the jurisdictional boundaries of Westchester County are eligible, and the application is due March 29th. Pisco Housing Authority is going to apply. Section 3, MCT At Service Inc. has put out an advertisement to PHA residents for employment opportunities for the Dunbar Bathroom Project. Applicants must be OSHA certified, and PHA has sent out notices as well and posted to bulletin boards along with information regarding how to receive free OSHA training with PHA assistance. American Red Cross Sound the Alarm event. This coming Saturday, March 23rd, the American Red Cross is holding a Sound the Alarm event throughout the county of Westchester. They have 40 teams of volunteers to go out to homes to install smoke detectors and educate families about fire safety and disaster preparedness. The American Red Cross will be holding a meeting with residents to discuss the event and the meeting was held at Bowman Towers at 6 p.m. and Dunbar Heights at 7 p.m. yesterday, Wednesday, March 20th. Tenant commissioner elections. Tenant commissioner petitions for nominations were due back to the PHA office February 15th, and three qualified tenants presented nomination petitions. Being that there were only two seats on the board, an election was held on February 29th at Bowman Towers and Dunbar Heights Community Rooms from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. in accordance with Appendix A of the PHA bylaws. On Friday, March 1st, 2024 at 12:30 p.m., private paper ballots from the tenant commissioner election held on Thursday, February 29th were counted and exchanged a total of four times by Chairman of the Board, Jacqueline Simpkins, Janine Fallon, Interim Director, Tatum Williams, Senior Office Assistant, Beth Wogan, Tenant Liaison, and witnessed by Keisha Williams, Tenant Relations Assistant. All parties' records matched, and the two nominees with the majority vote were Yvette Houston of 696 Highland Avenue and Dawn Benson of 807 Main Street. A resolution was requested at the beginning of this meeting for a two-year term effective March 17, 2024, and ending March 16, 2026. Kylie Center, PHA, will continue discussions with Westchester County, City of Peekskill, State of New York, and the Boys and Girls Club. PHA will also review with HUD and schedule meetings with tenants once the matter moves forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we gotta go
move
on to the council
report. We've been bringing the non-payment proceedings. We've been bringing other payments proceedings also for things such as failure to recertify and such. Those are generally resolved when tenants file their recertification. The non-payments, if tenants enter a repayment agreement, we've been withdrawing some. If they've entered into an agreement, let them continue to pay per the agreement. Just got this week another batch of the next wave of non-payment notices, which will be served. We're trying to work our way through the backlog. And ERAP is paying on those tenants who have pending applications. There are no new applications being taken, not for a while. But those that are filed, some of them have been paid. A number of them are marked as being provisionally approved, so we're just waiting for payment, so then we can resolve whatever balances the tenants have.
Thank you for that report. Unfinished business, resolution. Peekskill Housing Authority resolution regarding executive director contract, February 15th, 2024. Whereas Janine Fairman has been employed by Peekskill Housing Authority for 9 months as interim executive director, and whereas the previous executive director contract expired 4/30/2023 with no renewal, and whereas to ensure continual management and operation of the Peekskill Housing Authority, the Board of Commissioners appoints Janine Fairman to the position of Executive Director. And whereas the Board of Commissioners wishes to enter into contract through April 30th, 2029. Now therefore be resolved that the administrative services of Janine Fairman be secured through April 30th, 2029. Can I get a motion?
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Congratulations, Janine.
Thank you.
Now it's time for.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Oh, that pink guy.
Prayer changes things.
Moving right along, at this time we have tenants' comments and concerns. If you have a comment or concern, please raise your hand. You can stand up and state your address and your name, please, for our records. Tenants' comments or concerns.
Greta Smith, Department 2U. I wanted to ask if the smoke detectors we have now, are they for carbon monoxide also too? Or is...
So maintenance, as they're replacing, they are putting the dual smoke and CO, but for your specific, I would have to let you know tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So could I put a work order for them to see which one, what I have?
Oh, you don't need a work order for that.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna write it down.
Any more tenants' comments and concerns?
Just before someone else speaks, just on that point, Janine.
Yes.
Were you aware, I can't remember the name of the company right now, but they were installing free smoke detectors, I think this weekend.
It was this weekend, it's Saturday.
Yeah, I was gonna make mention of that.
He was a very nice man, and he had very good ideas, and for people who can't hear and stuff like that, he has alarms that go on your bed. So if the smoke alarm goes off and you're deaf and you can't hear, your bed will go off. So they'll be here Saturday at 11. And then they're gonna come have lunch, and then they're gonna go to Dunbar.
That's what I'm saying.
She was at the meeting with me. It was only me and her.
Yeah.
So like, some of us have carbon monoxide and some of us don't. The ones that they're bringing are not carbon monoxide.
No, it's just regular.
They're just regular.
Yeah, smoke detector.
So.
Just want to make sure people
yep.
know. Yeah, because that's what she's saying, is because I met with him yesterday.
Yesterday was nice.
So he came in tomorrow. He's gonna come here first.
Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday. Oh, Saturday. I'm thinking it's Friday already. I'm rushing the weekend.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes, but
so we should need to yell about at least 2:30 because he said he'll be here at 11. Then they're gonna stop at 12 and have lunch down here. And then they're gonna go, but he's bringing a lot of people. He's bringing a lot of teams.
Yes.
So,
that'll
they're
gonna
be start and work their way down.
That'll be tomorrow.
Very nice guy.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay.
Sorry. You were next.
Well, I want to just make sure that all the tenants have spoken, and I'm a tenant organizer, community organizer, so I want to make sure that all the tenants get to speak before I do.
Any more tenants? Questions?
Hi, Sandy Allen, Dunbar Heights. At the last meeting, I was asking you if you received the letter that I.
I'm sorry. Here it is, Sam.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I'll still read it though.
No, it's not. It's just. Give me a minute.
Okay, go ahead, babe.
I wrote that letter, addressed to the board, about how I feel about now our executive. I've been praying hard because this woman deserves. Mm-hmm. She is nothing but the best. Ms. Crossland trained her. Whatever, it speaks without, goes without saying.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to have that letter for so long and not, none of them know nothing about it, I was highly upset at the last meeting. I had to woos up because that's not professional, okay? The reason why I hand delivered it to you because we live right next to each other. So why drive it down here and give it to the office when I could give it to you, your chair, vice chair? I don't understand why you're holding on to it. You can throw it out now because she is where she's supposed to be. But I'm still disappointed with you, Bonnie. Because
Because we seen each other the other day. How come you didn't say anything to me?
Because it's a time and place for everything.
If
I would have mentioned it out in the street, I wouldn't be so calm right now. That's how upset I was. I wrote that letter at 2:00 in the morning. I put all my heart was in that letter. That's a tearjerker letter. Because this woman means that much to not only me, many others feel the same way. She's phenomenal. She goes above and beyond for everybody.
I understand.
Okay, and I wanted the board to know this before they made a decision whether she goes or stays. Do you understand where I'm coming from? So for you not to share that with the board, I'm tight.
Understandable, and I'm gonna say it right here in front of everybody because we all make mistakes,
of
and you're
course.
Absolutely
of
right.
Course.
I do apologize to you, and I apologize to the board that did not receive this letter.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I accept your apology.
Because you know I got nothing but love for you, and you got nothing but love for me.
Of course, we praise.
Yes.
We praise together.
That's
so
right. That's
it's
right.
Over
so
when
I
done,
do apologize.
And I accept your apology,
thank
and
you.
I love you.
Love
I love
you back.
All, and I thank you all for keeping this wonderful woman on. We have a phenomenal staff. Keisha and Tatum are the best. I drive them crazy, but they love me too. But thank you so much, because she's doing a good job. And one more thing, the bathrooms at Dunbar, I love my bathroom.
I do too.
Yeah.
I love my bathroom.
Yeah.
My
very
bathroom
nice.
Is beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just going forward, I think it's a good idea, Ms. Janine, that you're sitting down with the new tenants because there's a neighbor, she has no family here, she has a six-year-old daughter. And what is she gonna do when it's time to take a shower or whatever? So that's gonna be a problem. See, when you guys did this, y'all didn't think about not having a toilet or a shower, whatever way they're supposed to go. The community room, I'm sorry, but not sorry. I'm not using that to go to the bathroom. But there's no shower in there. Even if it was, would you go in the community room and use a shower? Okay, so this is gonna be a problem. Because I don't think the housing authority has enough money to put someone like my neighbor, who's a single parent with a six-year-old, in a hotel for 4 days. Unless you do have the money, and I doubt it because you got over $1 million of unpaid rent.
Janine
was saying, I'm just saying, right?
It came up last month, and Janine was doing some research on how she's gonna address that situation.
So if anybody has any, if they need any reasonable accommodations, like, you know, somewhere to go, let us know. We can put them, you know, in a vacant unit so they can use that facilities.
Well, I'm speaking on behalf of the young woman who is single. She's like a niece to me and with a six-year-old, and she's freaking out because it's starting her bath on Monday.
Okay.
So I said, well, you always use my shower.
You give me her name, and so, I'll give her a call. We'll work it out.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you all.
Do we have any more tenants with comments or concerns?
Hi. I've got to put all of this on the record. My name is Tina Holmes-Bongar, and I'm a community organizer.
Just pick up a little bit,
Tina. Yeah, I'm Tina Holmes-Bongar, and I'm a community organizer and also a district leader for the Democratic Party, which includes public housing here. And I want to put something on record that I think is very important for the officers and also the attorney to hear. I see that on the agenda, you're going to go into executive session to discuss the Hiley Center contract. I just want to make you aware of an article in the newspaper that was in the Talk of the Sound. The title of the article, and I'll just read you the running first paragraph. Manhattan DA announces indictments in massive fraud construction scheme involving New Rochelle high-rise. And this is May 3rd, 2023. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg Jr. today announced a series of indictments charging 8 individuals and 6 companies with pervasive fraud and corruption within the construction industry, including schemes that defrauded city and state agencies and affected the development of numerous affordable housing projects in New York City and the tri-state area. And one of those companies that they list is Wilder Valter Partners, L&M Development Partners, and apparently the folks in the Stella and New Rochelle. It's my understanding that any company that's under indictment isn't allowed to have anything to do with anything from HUD, that HUD refuses to have that. So I just ask the board members and the officers to do their due diligence on this issue. And I would like to say my purpose in organizing a tenant association is to make sure that all of the tenants in this building have everything they can to do with any projects or anything that goes into the city that impacts their housing. This is critical, that we turn around the system and we really empower tenants to be involved in these kinds of projects. And that's my purpose, so thank you.
Thank you.
And as you see, Janine is, she was advertising for anyone that wanted to work with the bathroom, so tenants are being involved with the procedures that's happening here. So tenants are definitely going to be, and tenants were the involved when it was time to for the bathrooms remodeling. They were involved with picking out items for the bathroom. So tenants are definitely going to be involved in every step that whatever we do.
I know, and thank you for that. I really, it's a huge step. It's a major, major step. and I believe more tenants will be involved with the tenant association as a result. And I hope the same thing can happen in Bowman, so.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any more tenants questions? Yes.
Okay, so I'm not a tenant of Bowman. Hey, I'm not a tenant of Bowman, but I do have, my sister lives here and I have a lot of family here. A lot of roots in Austin, in Peaceville. So Bowman, you know, is part of me, right? But my one question is the policy for the notification that there's going to be a tenant meeting. We actually came here last Thursday because we thought the meeting was Thursday, but then that's why I called you. You didn't call me back, brother. I'm gonna get on you about that. But so like my sister didn't know that there was a tenant meeting today. So like, you know, is there like a policy that it has to be posted a week before?
The tenants are notified about the meetings, and every tenant is supposed to have gotten a magnet with all the dates and all the locations for the meetings. The meetings are every Thursday at 7 p.m. Now today it's at Bowman, next month it'll be at Dunbar. So it rotates between Bowman and Dunbar every third Thursday.
So can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Right, I grew up in public housing, mm-hmm. so I understand how this stuff works in mm-hmm. Tarrytown though. But can you like maybe pick a list of, you know, every third Thursday or, you know, Bowman, just to put it up there so.
I'm sure it could be reposted. I'm sure it could be posted every
posted
week
uh-huh.
because it's usually posted downstairs and posted on the bulletin boards so they'll know. They get the flyers to get the handouts. And maybe they may have discarded it, but it is advertised when the meetings are.
It's also posted in the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I didn't see it on the bulletin board when I came in. That's
and
why.
The newsletter isn't on the website, and the time of the meeting isn't on the board package that's been loaded on the website.
Okay, so we're going to make sure that.
It's not clear what time it is.
Okay. So we'll make sure that that happens, especially for the next meeting. But in the interim, the next meeting is the third Thursday in April, and it's at 7 p.m. in Dunbar Community Room. But we'll make sure every tenant receives that notification moving forward.
Thank you, Jackie.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Any other questions or concerns? Mr. Francis, any questions or concerns?
Yeah, I got it. The young man lives in 3M. He walks with the boots night and day. First time
he can't hear you over here.
The first time he moved in, he was wearing a flip flopper back and forth. So I knock a new thing. They do it more. And he just sits in the house and walks with his boots when he gets up, and he makes that sound like he's up, you know, if he's looking for candy or I don't know what's wrong with him. But he's been doing that ever since he moves in. He doesn't have no rugs on the floor. And, you know, if a pin drop upstairs, I could hear it downstairs. Seems like there's no insulation in the wall. So that's another problem. But you know, if he could get some rug on the floor, it'd be good. I don't know. Yes, he's like, you know, he's a heavy set fellow. Like 200 and something pounds, and he just walk. Sometimes he go and get different boots.
Okay.
And
he
different, you know, it sounds like crazy.
So is there anything in the policy like noise ordinance with situations like this?
The city of Peekskill has, the last I heard in the city of Peekskill, the noise ordinance, there was no noise ordinance. It's supposed to be, you know, controlled all the time. But after 11 p.m., you know, it's enforced. Residents are, as you know, we don't have wall-to-wall carpets. We're not allowed to have wall-to-wall. But I'll follow up on 3M and with that complaint.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have a question. Are the tenants, at what juncture, say they live here, can they transfer to a different site, whether it's turnkey or
or I'm done.
I'm sure if you come down to the office and speak to
Janine. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you I'm not a resident here.
Oh, okay.
I'm just curious.
Janine? Yes, that is possible.
It is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just have a thing, sir. It was like a few weeks.
Can I have your name, please?
My name? Monica
Rosado.
Okay.
So I think in like, maybe it was 3 weeks ago, on the third floor, there was like a really, really, like really, really strong view. One of the other neighbors came out. We weren't sure what it was. It kind of smelled like mothballs, not sure, but she called the police department, she called the fire department. But she said they came and they said it was nothing. So I called the police department. They eventually came. I guess eventually it was someone burning mothballs or something like to that effect on the floor. Because he said he smelled like urine. So I guess he was trying to get the smell. I don't know. But, and I've also have been in touch with the office because there is some kind of other smell that smells like, real strong magic marker
or something. Like strong one.
Mm-hmm. Magic marker.
The strong magic marker smell.
Yeah, like.
Me too.
Like real bad. So I just wanted to let them know. And
okay. I'm sure Janina. Find out from the maintenance, Janine?
Yes.
Those smells?
Actually, Keisha is working on it as we speak, so we should have some answer. I know what the first smell you're smelling is, and that is being taken care of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the person said, why they boiled these mothballs, but they were strong.
Trying to cover.
Who bought these?
I don't know. Desperate time, take desperate measures. Do we have any more tenants' questions and concerns? Everybody's happy, huh?
I am.
All right.
Very happy.
Sandy's happy.
Yes, I am.
You know,
God's good.
With all that said, can I have a motion to adjourn?
What?
We should.
Look at that. Just walked in. No.
With
our
letter.
First.
Oh, yeah.
Good
I make a motion that we adjourn. Oh, okay. This.
I'm sorry. Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I wrote a little something, just in case.
Thank you.
Get my tissue. Get my tissue. I know it.
Okay. I wanted to end the meeting on a good note and let you all know that I am truly humbled and honored to be selected by the Board of Commissioners as Executive Director of the Peekskill Housing Authority.
Hear you all the
Sorry.
Don't cry.
Emotional,
me too.
You know, I don't want to get emotional.
I am enthusiastic about the opportunity to work closely with our residents and to bring about positive changes in our community. My main objective is to promote transparent communication, foster trust, and bridge any existing divides amongst all. Rest assured that the well-being and interests of all the residents of the Peekskill Housing Authority will always guide my decisions and endeavors. I firmly believe that through collaborative efforts, we can establish a system that caters to the needs of all, enabling our community to flourish. I'm dedicated to implementing enhancements that will elevate the quality of life for every resident and cultivate a more inclusive and supportive environment. I'm eager to embark on this journey with you all and to join forces to make a meaningful difference in our community. Together, we have the potential to accomplish remarkable feats and pave the way for a brighter future for the residents of Peekskill Housing Authority. And last but not least, I extend my heartfelt gratitude to all of our residents for your unwavering support. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Sturgeon, you're going to have to read that at the next meeting with the other candidates.
Yes. So you made a motion?
Yes, sis.
Second.
Don't we have to go into executive session? Don't we have to say that?
We're going to close out.
Well, we're going to close out this meeting first and then go.
What I suggest is you make a motion, go to executive session. When you come out of executive session, then you make a motion to close the meeting, but you're not going to conduct any business after the executive session.
No.
Executive session means you're just going to have that, but you're not, when you come back, you're going to close the meeting, but you're not going to conduct any business or do anything else after you come out of executive session. That's the way I usually recommend doing this. A motion to go into executive session.
Okay, motion to go to executive session.
Motion to go into executive session. If anybody needs, they were giving out information regarding jobs for the post office, so if anybody's interested, I'm just putting that out there and I'll put it up on the post.
Okay, perfect.